Hello all. Thank you for having me in. It has been too long between reads, too long between book clubs. I want to start off just with a huge thank you to everyone who tuned in, everyone who supported during 2SER's Radiothon. The support means so much. And I know you were calling in during all the shows. And I mean, you're all the reason why we do this. So it's just, yeah, it's just huge. Thank you. Now, today, of course, I've got something new for you. And there is some strong game in Australian publishing happening right now. But I could not go past Maxine Benaber-Clarke's How Decent Folk Behave. Now, Maxine Benaber-Clarke is an author of short fiction, non-fiction, and poetry. She won the Victorian Premier's Literary Award for Poetry in 2017 for her collection Carrying the World. Her short story collection, Foreign Soil, masterfully captures voices from marginalised communities, winning the ABIA for Literary Fiction Book of the Year and the Indie Book of Book Award for Debut Fiction. That was back in 2015. She has gone from strength to strength. And now her new collection of poetry, How Decent Folk Behave, once again highlights Clarke's ear for voices and ability to tell stories with empathy and insight. The collection opens with When the Decade Broke, a sprawling poem that takes in those moments of seemingly endless possibility as we sit collectively holding our breath each New Year's Eve. The poem examines the fear and realities we all faced as we stared down the millennium, as Y2K gave way to the war on terror. We all seemingly had a new normal thrust upon us. Again in 2019, as bushfires ringed us in, both cities and towns, we had little insight of even greater captivity and restraint that would challenge our sense of self. When the Decade Broke reminds us that it's okay to not be okay, but flips these harsh reminiscences with the line, but that all slowly started to change. Clarke is able to write, she's able to look, she's able to tell us of a place where these things are a part of our past. And so the scene is set. The poems in this collection will be brief or they will be epic. They will capture voices of the city or the regions, and they will unflinchingly speak to the violence and privation, the microaggressions and the outright calamity of blatant abuse of power and privilege. They're going to take them on. The poem Something Sure gives the collection its name. A mother addresses her son in the wake of the murder of Hannah Clarke. The mother talks to her son about how decent folk behave and his responsibilities as the man. And I'm going to quote from the poem here. Your mama needs to know that a good man, exactly the man you'll be, will lead a bad man home. This poem left me absolutely devastated. There is simply no answer to such a call to action other than to look inward and ask whether you're equal to the task. How Decent Folk Behave sees our excuses, our weasel words, and speaks to us in plain language. It knows you don't want to think too much about the year that was, but also it sees that there is hope in little things. How Decent Folk Behave, it launches this week. I could not wait to bring this in for you all. The poems are a tonic to feelings of malaise, and that stupefaction we're all kind of feeling, even if we're not talking about it. You know, when we realize that We have to relearn a whole bunch of stuff, how to be social, how to be in a crowd. There are so many poems in this collection. I've only picked a couple to mention, but look, I'd love to invite you all to tune in this Saturday. Final Draft, Saturday, 10 a.m. Maxine will be my guest on Final Draft. She's going to be doing a reading from How Decent Folk Behave. Trust me, it is a must here. Maxine Benaber-Clarke's latest poetry collection is called How Decent Folk Behave. It is stunning. It is, I say this a lot, but 2021 just keeps bringing me new books, and this is an absolute highlight. Thank you so much for having me in for Book Club. I will be back next week with something new from the incredible selection of Australian publishing. Till then, I wish you all happy reading. Bye for now.